Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we are injury attorneys, and we're bringing this show to you to give you the information you need, because the insurance company that tries to defeat your claim and beat your claim has all the information they need and all the doctors and resources and lawyers they need, and that's who you face. That's what this is about. This is war, and they've got their resources and their army ready to go. You know, when they talk to you on the phone, they've got their scripts they read from. They've been trained on what to ask you. They've been trained on what to say to you. They've been trained on how to send you, quote, a few forms, end quote, that you fill out. They've been trained to tell you, hey, you know, we can't help you unless you give this information to us, which isn't true. They've been trained to tell you, if you don't fill out the forms and tell us all your doctors and give us all these releases, we can't help you. We can't adjust your claim. That's not true. They are entitled to medical records if you're going to make a claim, but it's got to be the right way, the right medical records, and it's got to be presented to them in the right fashion. And so you need to understand what you need to do, what you can say, what you can do, what you should not do and should not say to these people, because they go from the very beginning trying to beat your claim and defeat your claim. And you say, wow, I didn't understand that. I didn't know that, because I thought insurance companies were going to be fair. That's a myth. I thought somebody... You know, in our books, we cover certain myths in this field, certain myths of in injury cases. And one of the myths is, well, you know, I've been hurt. Somebody's going to pay me, right? That's a myth. I've been hurt and injured. Surely the insurance company is going to take that into consideration. Well, they will, but not in your favor. And there's many more myths. You can get any of our free books on our website, championsofthepeople.com. We got, you know, our first book was entitled Don't Get Hurt in the Same Accident Twice, once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. That's a long title, but very relevant, very pertinent. Another book was called Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run, and you can get a copy of that book as well, free. If you want hard copies of our books, all you have to do is tell us, call us, email us. We'll send you a hard copy free. You know, another book we wrote was The Definitive Guideline in Colorado on Workers' Compensation Cases. Bell and Pollock, injury lawyers. Brad and I have had over 30 years of experience each, helping injured victims put their lives back together again. Okay, today we're talking about, we're still in the middle of our series on talking about how insurance companies try to beat your claim, the ABCs of what they do to attack your claim, to defeat you and try to not give you a full compensation, little compensation, little to nothing compensation, or no compensation. They try to beat you. So, you know, in the first part of our series, we covered how they attack liability, meaning who's responsible. They try to blame it on you. So Brad, now we're down to medical records. You're into the stage of the case. You've consulted an attorney who knows the medicine. And now you're going to send in a demand package. You're going to send in some medical records. And so let's cover that a little bit and then see how these insurance companies attack those medical records, because that's exactly what they do.
I'm going to tell you one thing. They're going to take those medical records and they're going to use them in every way they can. First thing they're going to want to do is they're going to index them. They're going to identify them. They're going to try and go back as far as they can. They're going to take whatever they've got, and they're going to try to, first of all, if they have any innocuous little previous history, let's say you were in the car accident, you got rear-ended, it caused a severe injury to your back and your neck, and 8 years prior, you had been working in the yard and you had some back pain. You wanted to be able to be full speed at work. So you called up your doctor and you asked your doctor to prescribe some muscle relaxers, or told your doctor what it was, and the doctor prescribed some muscle relaxers and gave you some muscle relaxers. They're going to call that a pre-existing injury. They're going to say you were already hurt. They're going to say you had a trip to your doctor. It was so bad that you had to get muscle relaxers. Now, you might have just gotten those because you could have been through it. You could have worked through it. You wouldn't have had a problem. But let's say you were going on vacation, or let's say you had a special project at work and you just didn't want to have that little bit of pain. So they're going to say, well, that's a previous injury. Now, what they really want is to be able to ask you that in a recorded interview, or their lawyers to ask you that in a deposition, because what they're going to do at that point is they're going to hopefully, and they're hoping you forgot about it, which most people do. I know you go, you when you're sitting here, you go, how can I forget going to the doctor 7 years ago? But you know, think back when you went to a doctor, or maybe for a sore throat, or for what you thought might be strep, or for a problem with your eye, or a problem with your back, or a sore back. You really don't remember the year. You don't remember how long ago. You may not even remember going. You really have to stretch your memory. Well, if you say no, I haven't had a previous injury like that. I haven't had a previous problem. That's what they really want, because now they've got two things. Now they can say, we've got your records under a microscope. We're examining them. And now we can say, not only did you have a previous injury, but now you're a liar. You're a fraud. You didn't tell us about it. You intentionally didn't say it. If there's no such thing as innocent forgetting it, when the insurance company and adjusters and when the defense attorneys can glom onto something like that. That's now their banner that they're going to walk around forever saying you just can't be trusted and you're a liar.
Right, and that's exactly how they do it. And sometimes they don't just call you out, come out outright, call you a liar. They don't use the word liar. They imply it. They use innuendo. They're real sneaky about this kind of stuff. And even in analyzing your medical records before an attorney is involved, before their attorney's involved, like taking depositions, but certainly when their attorney's involved taking depositions, you know, and so they say to you, they attack your medical records. And as Brad just said, they put your medical records under a microscope. Most people don't realize that. Most people don't realize that they went to the chiropractor 8 years ago in that example, and they reported a sore back and they were done the next day. Or maybe they got two adjustments and they were fine for 8 years. That doesn't matter to the insurance company, because they want to say that's your real problem. You had a pre-existing condition. You had a back problem. And there's a whole host of laws and a whole body of law on pre-existing conditions and what can be done with them. And you need to listen to our shows on pre-existing conditions as well. We got some coming up on this series right here, because it's very important when they start to attack your medical records, period. But so They get your records in. Eventually, you're going to have to submit your records in the proper way, the proper forum, the proper method. And once they get their medical record, your medical records, they're going to go through them with a fine-tooth comb. They're going to put them under a microscope. Okay, so one way they look at them is, did you ever report the same symptoms to the same body part at any time in your history, ever? And if you did, that's your real problem. This accident, this T-bone accident at 45 miles an hour where you got hit in the driver's door, that didn't cause anything, according to them. What caused it all was your two visits to a chiropractor 8 years ago. There are ways to approach this, but you and your attorneys need to know this and understand it, period. Okay, there are other ways that they can attack your medical records. So another thing that they look for, and you need to know these things, is, Brad, they usually look at, let's just take maybe PT, physical therapy, or chiropractic treatment, and so they try to say, well, you overtreated. You had 26 or 34 visits to the chiropractor, that's too many. That's not reasonable. So we don't have to pay for that in your damages. We don't have to compensate you, and you overtreated.
Yeah, they're going to try and get you both ways, but this is one of the ways. They're going to say, look, you overtreated. You didn't need to have that many trips to the chiropractor. The insurance companies, adjusters, insurance defense lawyers, the defense lawyers in personal injury cases do not like chiropractors. Understand that they don't like the chiropractic bills, and they never believe that you should have to go to a chiropractor for more than maybe 8 to 12 sessions. That's it. They never believe it should be upped, and they don't think it. Normally, they don't even like the 8 to 12 sessions. They believe chiropractors overbill, and they work very hard to try and reduce their bills, mitigate the amount that a chiropractor can collect, and they don't want to pay for it. Now, you go the next step, physical therapists. For some reason, they seem to be a little bit better with physical therapists, but at the same time, they also believe, look, whatever may be your problem, you should be over it. We don't care how bad you were hurt in the accident. You should be over your physical therapy in not more than 8-10 sessions, maybe 12 sessions. If you're going past that, then the bottom line is you're either doing something that's counterproductive to what the physical therapy sessions are, or you're lying and you're just trying to make more money. You're malingering. Or you've re-injured yourself somewhere else, and this physical therapy really isn't necessary.
Yeah, they try to connect the dots, and here's how they try to connect the dots. Maybe you had that chiropractic visit 8 years ago. You haven't had any symptoms for 8 years. That's one way we covered that. Another way is they look at your treatment and your treatment notes, and they say you overtreated or you're undertreated. Now, listen to that very carefully. You either overtreated or you undertreated. You didn't go enough. You didn't go to the doctor at all. You didn't go back for a repeat visit. But if you did, then you overtreated. You treated too much, and so we're not going to believe that. We're not going to honor that. And Brad was right, they attack chiropractor notes. But I got to tell you, I've had a lot of cases hinge on the very detailed, very good chiropractic treatment clients have received at the very beginning and in the middle of their treatment pattern, because most chiropractors go through the very detailed analysis of a measuring range of motion, measuring extension and flexion, measuring how your leg extension, do various tests with regard to if your low back hurts or your neck hurts, and they document them. And that's harder for the insurance companies to beat. So there's a lot of very good chiropractors that have very detailed notes, especially at the beginning of a case where they measure range of motion, and they can help. And they do it based on their clinical examination. So when they start to attack you, you need experienced personal injury attorneys that understand. You can use the chiropractic notes and the chiropractic treatment in your favor. Do not let them get away attacking this.
Right. You know, chiropractors, there are a lot of good chiropractors out there, and they will be able to pinpoint problems. They identify those problems. They're not afraid to come into court and say, these are the problems. This is what's needed. They're not afraid to say this may be a lifetime of care. They're not afraid to say maybe surgery might be appropriate. Now, a lot of times you get people that say, well, they can't really call a shot. No, they can't, but they can look at MRIs, or they can look at the results of MRIs and of testing and know whether or not that disc bulge is something that's going to cause a lot of problems, or maybe we should be sent on to someone else to determine whether a surgery would be appropriate. I have a lot of clients, Gary, that when I'm doing this kind of stuff, they want a second opinion. They want to hear from a number of doctors on to whether or not there should be surgery or whether or not there's going to be chiropractic care. Listen, this is not a fun time in your life. You're trying to live in pain. You're trying to accomplish things in your life while you're in pain. You're trying to get your job done while you're in pain. You're trying to do your social and your family activities while you're in pain. You're trying to find the time to get to the chiropractor while you want to meet all your other responsibilities, or to get to the physical therapist while you need to meet all your other responsibilities. Maybe time off work. Maybe you're losing sick leave. Maybe you're losing vacation time. Maybe you're just losing money. You're going through a whole array of problems. And the thing that is almost disgusting about it, really, is you've got adjusters who are sitting there and they don't consider any of this. Neither do the defense lawyers. Instead, they simply look and say, if we think you're treating too much, we're going to say you're treating too much and you were duped. Your chiropractor duped you, your physical therapist duped you, or you duped them by saying you needed it when you really didn't, or just the opposite. You didn't go enough, and you should have figured out more ways to get there.
Right, and so you need to have experienced personal injury attorneys. You can call us anytime, Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989, anytime, anywhere. And you always go to your computer or your tablet or your phone, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollack, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them. to protect you and your family. Our Bell and Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell and Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. You know we're injury attorneys. We know you're on. You know we're on your side. You know we have years of experience, over 30 years of experience each, to help you put your life back together again. You know we understand the medicine. You know we have a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan as a part of that legal consultation. And people ask us, you know, what's a legal game plan? Had a couple of people ask us, you know, I hear you talking about a something game plan. What is that? And that's a legal game plan, and that's what you need because the insurance companies have their own legal game plan. So, you know, if you're injured in a certain kind of accident, a rear-end accident, that's a different legal game plan. If you're T-boned or head-on collision, different legal game plan for the liability of the accident. As to your injuries, you need a legal game plan, which we have trademark protected ours, for your condition, for your treatment. If you need back surgery, that's a different legal game plan. If you have neck injuries, no surgery needed, different legal game plan. And so it's all tailored to your accident, your condition, your treatment, your future, and your well-being. Okay, today we're talking about the ABCs of how insurance companies try to attack and beat your claims. You know, and so now we're talking about your medical records. They've got your medical records. They're going through them with a microscope. You know, Brad, and one thing they try to look for, and this is amazing, because when they look for this, they imply that you're lying in your medical records to your doctors. They even imply your doctors are making things up. Your doctors haven't diagnosed you properly or correctly. And so what they look for are inconsistencies, Brad. And let's talk a little bit about these inconsistencies and how they try to make them haunt you as an injured victim.
Well, a place to look for very quickly for inconsistencies is, once again, when you go into the doctor, you're asked how your symptoms are. You're asked how you're doing. And you're asked a lot of times how the treatment was the doctor gave you, or how you felt after the treatment. And you can have good days and bad days. Now, every single one of you listening out there, or at least I believe every single one of you, is going, yeah, I understand that. When you have injuries and when you have pain or when you've been hurt, you do have good days and bad days. Even a broken arm or broken leg gets casted. You have bad days and good days. It's just the way it is. But insurance companies and defense lawyers take a different tactic again. They depend on you having good days that you're going to report to the doctor, or you're going to be at the doctor on a good day, and you're going to report that you're not feeling so bad, so your pain level is only a 3, and your activity level is pretty good, and you're feeling pretty good. And then what's going to happen is they're going to look to see what you do. Now, if you do nothing, don't try and do anything, they're going to say you were getting better, but you didn't try and do anything to get back in the mainstream of life, to assume your activities of daily living, and therefore you're a malinger and you shouldn't get compensated for your injuries because you're just a fraud. On the reverse side, if you do something and now your pain level goes back up to a 6 or 7 at the next visit, which it might have gone that way anyway. It doesn't matter. I mean, like, because you have good days and bad days. But if your pain level goes up, now they're going to say, well, our accident didn't cause the problem. Well, your activity caused the problem. You went out there and tried to do something. And by gosh, you now have a higher pain level than you did before. And they also are going to say, there's no way that happens. If you start on a process where your pain level goes from an 8 to a 7, and then it bounces around at 7, and then it gets as low as a 4, in their mind, it can never go back up to a 5, a 6, or a 7. Never.
Right. And if it does, or if you report that it does, then you must be making it up. You must be faking. You must be a fraud. And that's what they imply. I mean, when they get to court, when they get to your depositions, they don't say you're a liar. They don't use those words. They don't say this is a fraud. They imply it because they say that there's inconsistencies in the medical records, and we're trying to show you how they do it. They attack your pre-existing condition, and they try to make the jury believe and make the attorneys believe that this was all caused by your pre-existing condition. And there's a lot of laws to protect you. There's a lot of case laws, including recent case law in Colorado, that helps you and protects you. But you must know what it is. You must have a legal game plan, and you can get one from Bell and Pollock at any time. You know, we do injury cases all over the state of Colorado. big ones, medium ones, small ones. It doesn't matter to us, and we do them very well. We all have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, and Steamboat Springs. Okay, we're still talking about how these insurance companies attack your case and attack your medical records. Now, Brad, let's talk about errors in medical records, because this is a big one. Because they show you a medical record of your chiropractor that you saw 7 years ago, and then the note says, well, you said to the chiropractor you've been having pain for 6 months, and you say that's not true. That's a mistake in the medical record. They don't care. They don't care if it's not true. They're going to go over what they think the perception of truth is, not the real truth. That's one instance. You know, another one is, and we see it all the time, maybe you've seen five doctors, a chiropractor, an acupuncturist, a physical therapy, an orthopedic surgeon, and they ask you in the paperwork to describe the accident. And sometimes they dictate the notes, and sometimes a physician assistant dictates the notes. And Brad, one record might say, yeah, I was rear-ended. The patient said they were rear-ended at 45 miles an hour. Another one says it might be rear-ended at 15 miles an hour. And our people tell us, I never said any of that. I never said any speed. I didn't put any speed in there. Now, how does this happen? And it might be an error, but it doesn't matter. They're going to use it against you.
Well, that's exactly right. Because once again, first of all, everybody out there think for a minute. Have I ever looked at my medical records? I've gone into the doctor. I've been to the doctor. Have I ever looked to see what the doctor writes? Now, think the next thing. I've gone into the doctor and I've talked to the doctor. Sometimes I'll see the doctor putting something on his computer. Sometimes I'll see the doctor dictating, but a lot of times I don't. And I know one thing for sure. The doctor can't be dictating or writing everything that they should be saying about me during that brief time they're looking at me or they're talking to me. They're writing on a chart or they're doing something and they're moving on. Those medical records and what they put on the charts are usually put on that night, the next day, a couple of days later, maybe at the end of the week, based on their notes. Now, you've never seen those records. So could any of you attest that your records are accurate? Could any of you say, hey, these records are 100% certain or with 100% certainty that they really are saying what the doctor and I discussed and what went on? Can the doctor have mixed them up? Could he have mixed? Could it have been an error in transcription? Could there be something that was wrong with what was stated? Could a different person be putting their two cents in? Now, the problem is because you don't see your records, you don't get a chance to fix them. Rarely do you get a doctor or a healthcare provider that's going to be able to think back a year, two, 3 years ago and go, oh yeah, I was wrong there. And that's the wrong. And I was mistaken. And rarely do you even get a doctor who's going to think back a couple months and say, yeah, I was wrong in what I put there. And that was a mistake. It just doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't happen. I tell you what, we're covering a lot of, you know, what Brad and I call maybe bad news bears, because we're telling you the bad news. We're telling you the how insurance companies attack your case, attack your medical records, and you need to know this. But there are ways to beat this. You need experienced attorneys, because we do it every day. There are ways to beat all these things we're bringing up. But we're pointing out to you how they attack, because, listen, it's just like a military operation. If you don't understand the attack from the enemy, and this is war, if you don't understand the attack, then you're not going to win the war. And so you need to understand the attack in advance. You need to know what your records say. You need to know how to handle it, and you need to know how to approach it. That's part of our legal game plan. You know, another thing, Brad, I want to tell everybody that, you know, we have a free legal game plan. We've trademark protected that concept. Brad and I put our 30 years plus experience into the legal game plan, tailored to your accident, your needs, your medical condition, your treatment, your future. Okay? But it's just almost, this might be a poor analogy, but it might be a good analogy. It's almost like a sporting event or a football game, because in the first half, if the offense isn't moving, you adjust your game plan, don't you? Well, sometimes in the middle of our representation, we have to adjust the game plan for you. We find out you need surgery. We find out you don't need surgery, but you're still having persistent problems, pain, symptoms. So you have to have an adjustment of the legal game plan. It's just that simple. But you must understand, Brad, how these insurance companies are going to attack your records. And how they do it is they try to find inconsistencies in the records. But the bottom line question I think everybody might be thinking about, well, what difference does it make? You know, Brad, what difference does it make if they find an inconsistency in the acupuncture records versus the physical therapy records versus the cognitive training therapist records? What difference does it make?
Oh, it makes huge differences. It's something they will use in their settlement conferences and they're dealing with you to say they should pay you less to reduce the amount they're going to pay you for a fair compensation for your injuries. That's one thing. It's huge. They will dangle that kind of information in front of a jury to put all sorts of innuendo in front of a jury and sometimes just blatantly say that either you're lying or you're not, or the doctor says something different, or you're playing games with how you're presenting. They create a lot of doubt in a jury's mind, and they can convince a jury. I mean, this isn't an exercise in futility. This isn't a game that's being played where you go, oh, it doesn't matter. It's no harm, no foul. This is going to be harmful to you if you're not being able to stay on top of what's happening with your medical records. This is the place they know to go. And believe me, you go to just about any insurance adjuster clinic or program, and one of the things they'll say is you get those medical records, you get as many as you can, as far back as you can in every realm of the person's life, and you start hunting for things you can use against them.
Exactly right. And you need to have attorneys who can represent you, who understand this, who know the medicine. This is your future. This is your life. You've been injured. Don't let them take advantage of you. Just like our book says, don't get hurt twice in the same accident, once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. Bell and Pollock, Champions of the People, our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. You know we're injury attorneys. You know we're on your side. We represent individuals. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. Okay, Brad, I think the thing we want people to have a take home at the end of the show today is we're still in the middle of how insurance companies attack your case. But listen, there's good news. There's new. You can beat these things. You don't have to just take their attacks. But first, you need to understand their attacks. You need to have experienced attorneys who know how to beat these, because your whole injury life hinges on it and depends on it.
And this is important, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to determine how you're going to be able to live your life in the future and whether or not you're going to get your medical treatment and whether or not it's going to be reasonably compensated. This is an important area, and we need to be able to make sure medical records are handled correctly, and we need to make sure that the abuse that a lot of times comes from this kind of stuff doesn't happen to you in your case. And that's what we're trying to impress on you in this show.
Put our experience to work for you. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. All the information is there for you. Give us a call if you've been injured, 303-795-5900. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people. See you next week.